Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
I'm thinking of the very rare days in my sporting experience when my team won a league or a cup competition. I'm remembering the moments when one of the lads started singing in the changing room and we all joined in. Naturally, we were way out of tune, but loving the camaraderie of our joint celebration. Those moments don't come along often. So why don't you remember, enjoy your version of that story right now? In this Christmas Game Day series, we've read how shepherds on a night shift were terrified and then delighted by a message from God. Now we can explore the substance of the message. It's in verses 11 and 12 of Luke 2. Today, the shepherds are told, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. There are several big ideas here. The town of David is Bethlehem. The baby they are being told about is going to be the world's saviour. The child's saviour is the Christ, that is, the promised king the nation had been awaiting for over 600 years. But in order that there be no doubt, the long-awaited saviour king is not coming in power, but in the form of a baby born in a stable. The king of the universe is born in a humble place, and as the story unfolds, he will die on a criminal's cross 30 years later. What a story! You certainly couldn't make it up. And yet it's full of hope. It's the world-saving ruler. And if he can adopt such a servant-hearted posture, he can surely help the unimpressive and unspectacular citizens of the world. People like me. Do you feel the same? Then feel the joy arise within you. As the messenger angel told the shepherds the plan of his story, the listening angels couldn't quite contain their joy. The whole crowd of angels who had been watching quietly from a distance went wild with praise. Verses 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." Oh, the heavenly joy and praise to God that the Saviour child will be the King of the world. And his story will lead to current and eternal peace. Whatever comes your way today, hold on to these wonderful truths that underpin the Christian's life. And get to church as soon as possible so that you can sing your heart out with others, since you are on the right side of his story. Hey, why not pray for yourself now? Lord, please help me to be full of joy that you are my king today, to be overflowing with praise that you walked the road from the stable to the cross to be my saviour. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those at your sports club or team, that God will open a door for his message to them, that they may know the joy of Christ.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.